The Michigan High School Coaches Association will have a formal induction of its class of 2012 into its Hall of Fame on Sunday, September 16th. Among those being inducted is longtime Bad Axe coach Lee Kaler. Kaler is among 15 coaches from around the state that will be inducted that day in the Terrence Room of the Bovee Center on the campus of Central Michigan University. Also to be inducted that afternoon is Tim Lavasser of Bay City John Glenn. A Distinguished Service Award is to be presented to Rich Tompkins, a longtime cross-country and track and field coach at Fremont High School, who has been a board member or executive director of the Michigan Board of Coaches Association for more than 20 years. We'll be back for more news after this.
The best deals on wheels for pre-owned vehicles are at Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe. Al Hansen Motors has many vehicles on hand at any given time and are all 101 point quality seal inspected.
We have all kinds of cars and trucks to sell. Here are some we have in stock.
Check out a 2001 Chevrolet Impala V6 engine fully loaded and ready to go for $6,480. Come see a 2005 Buick LeSabre V6 engine and fully loaded for only $7,980. Or drive away in a 2005 Pontiac Grand Prix. It's fully loaded with a leather interior and a V6 engine. It's only $9,880.
They all come with warranties up to 18,000 miles. So come in, look around, and see if there's something you might like. I promise, I will give you a deal that you can't turn down.
See more vehicles and full repair shop services on the website, alhansenmotors.com. The best deals on pre-owned vehicles are at the auto dealership you can trust, Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe.
Back now for a look at our state and regional headlines. A group seeking to expand the number of casinos in Michigan has won a big victory at the state Supreme Court. The court on Friday overturned a decision that barred the Secretary of State from taking any action to push the question toward the fall ballot. The justices unanimously said that the appeals court applied the wrong legal standards when it analyzed the issue. A group called Citizens for More Michigan Jobs seeks a constitutional amendment that would allow a fourth casino in Detroit and seven others across the state. The Supreme Court's decision doesn't automatically guarantee placement on the November 6th ballot. The Board of State Canvassers will consider the petition when it meets on Monday. The handler of a cadaver-sniffing dog will be allowed to testify in the murder trial of a Detroit father who claims that his two-year-old daughter was taken in a carjacking. The Detroit News reports that Wayne County Circuit Judge Vonda Evans ruled Friday to allow testimony by forensic canine expert Martin Grime. Defense attorneys for 32-year-old DeAndre Lane opposed the testimony. Bianca Jones disappeared December 2nd. Lane's car was found, but the girl wasn't in it. Grime testified Friday that his dog detected the smell of a cadaver in Lane's car 2 days after Bianca was reported missing in her bedroom. Lane is accused of beating Bianca to death with a stick with a towel wrapped in duct tape and disposing of her body. His trial starts on September 18th. An unemployed Detroit man living on Social Security has filed a $50 million lawsuit in federal court against the city's former First Lady, Carlita Kilpatrick. The Detroit News reports the suit filed Friday comes 3 days after the judge told Gerald Abner that he could be hit with financial sanctions if he filed any new claims. U.S. District Court Judge Robert Cleland warned the man about alleging unsupported, fantastic, and delusional scenarios. The newspaper reports that Abner has filed more than 15 lawsuits against a number of major companies and the city of Detroit. The judge described one as an incoherent rant, nearly inscrutable, baseless, immaterial, and scandalous. The suit against Carlita Patrick, wife of ex-mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, references actor Robert De Niro and former President George W. Bush. We'll be back for more news after this.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
This is Brandis Millay from Thumb National Bank and president of the Pigeon Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to check out our Pigeon Farmers Market. We're open every Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. throughout the summer. The Pigeon Farmers Market has many new vendors every week. We have baked goods, flowers, crafts, and much more. If you're interested in reserving a table, please contact me at 989-453-3113. There is no charge to vendors. Again, the Pigeon Farmers Market is open every Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. throughout the summer. We are located behind the Village Hall in downtown Pigeon. For more details, visit us on the web at www.pigeonchamber.com. Hope to see you there.
This message provided by Thumb National Bank and Trust Company of Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Back for more news. Court records indicate that a West Michigan pastor has confessed to embezzling more than $100,000 from his church over the last several years. MLive.com reports that 58-year-old Etheridge Henry Moore was arraigned Thursday in Kent County 63rd District Court on one count of embezzling over $100,000. Moore was a 26-year-old head pastor at Heritage Baptist Church in Gaines Township. It was not immediately known if Moore has a lawyer. A Lansing police sergeant has been placed on paid administrative leave after he was involved in a traffic crash in DeWitt. Department officials say that 41-year-old sergeant crashed yesterday afternoon. MLife.com reports that authorities didn't specify what crime the sergeant may have committed. About 5,000 bicyclists are expected to ride through some of Detroit's historic neighborhoods and business districts in the 11th annual Tour Detroit. The September 15th event will raise funds to support non-motorized infrastructure in the city, including the Southwest Detroit Green Link. Registration prior to September 1st is $40 per rider. Ride times begin at 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. The following are cash bids for Friday, August 24th, 2012, as of 5:30 p.m. from the Cooperative Elevator with numerous locations throughout the Thumb area. White wheat is at $8.43. Red wheat, $8.23. Corn, $7.91. Soybeans, $17.01. For navy beans and black beans, you can call the Cooperative Elevator. Keep in mind the trading hours are continuous, but will be closed between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. For updated market information, please contact any of their plant offices or check out their website at coopelev.com. For WLEW, I'm Brian Terry. And for the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go to our website, thumbnet.net.
And welcome to the beginnings of high school football for the 2012 season. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. I'll be doing the honors of play-by-play for tonight's contest as the Ugly Bearcats follow the Sunset West and arrive to Patriot Country as USA plays host tonight. Alongside of me is a true professional, even has a license to prove it. Sports fans, it's my pleasure to introduce you tonight, Dave Hansen. How you doing? Absolutely. Now, Dave and I actually broadcasted football together back in the glory days, but it's been 6 years since that happened, and in fact, the first game I ever broadcasted was with Dave Hansen and, of course, Ron Lehrman. Ron couldn't join me back in the booth this year. His retirement is just too darn busy for him. I suggested he retire from being retired, but we'll keep Ron around as the season progresses in some of our pregame propaganda. We're excited as all can be here tonight. We've waited a long 287 days since our last broadcast for this day to come, and we are in for a treat tonight. Two perennial powerhouse programs scoring off on 100 yards of sod straight in front of us. It's the Ugly Bearcats taking on the USA Patriots in week one of MHSAA High School Football on WLAW Sports. It's time for a quick break with Dave Hansen and Clark Ramsey here, but when we get back, we're going to break down all of the area's games leading up to the WLAW Sports Game of the Week, Ugly at USA. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Keep it right here.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.